Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock school. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
What's his backing band called? Do you remember? Bob Seger and the
Detroit Lions.
Silver. Yes, Barry Sanders played bass for him. Can you imagine?
And Chad P.
Will Rock School be able to give us new shows? I lost my house, but at least Rock School got a new show.
Class is in.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Rock School, broadcasting live from the Cone of Concern of Gustav.
Oh, God. Why'd you have to bring that up?
I didn't bring him up. God brought him up.
Right.
Brought him up from Cuba.
Yep.
My name is Joe Burns, sitting next to me.
Chad P.
And we are concerned.
Yes.
Just a touch concerned. We did Motown last week right here on Rock School. This is the second of the two first shows. Motown is in Detroit. Well, why don't we do Detroit rock music this week? Good
Detroit
idea.
Detroit Rock City!
You bet. Detroit rock music. Before we get into it, let me pitch something to you. Every time I do something that's really cool in terms of music, I really want to tell the audience about it. You ever watch on Saturday or Sunday afternoon, sort of waiting for the baseball game or the football game to come on, and they show all of those, you know, buy the super sounds of the 70s. Only 7 easy payments of everything you make this month.
Yeah,
you know?
I've seen that.
There's one running right now that's for a set of DVDs called The Best of the Midnight Special.
What?
The Best of the Midnight Special. It was a show on NBC immediately following Johnny Carson. They used to go off the air after Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
And I came along and said, why don't you let me run this rock show? And they said, you use your own money. You go ahead. Ratings doubled plus Carson's show, and it became this huge, fantastic success, and now they've put it all out on DVD, and I thought, okay, I'll give you your, whatever, $9-$10 for this thing. The first one showed up. It's great.
Is it good?
It's not good. It's great.
Cool.
So I'm waiting for these now to come up month after month, and I'm really, really enjoying it, so love it, love it. If you get a chance, and you want to spend your own money, I'm not telling you to, but I'm enjoying it to no end.
Okay, cool.
Detroit rock music.
All right.
When you, Chad P., think of Detroit, I don't think you've ever been there. Yes? No?
No.
Nope. I've been to Detroit a couple times, drove around. My father finished his career with General Motors in Detroit.
Cool.
So I went to Detroit many times, went to the GM compound many times.
All right.
When you think of Detroit, who do you think about as the music of Detroit?
Oh, the music?
The music of Detroit.
Bob Seger.
Bob Seger, the poet laureate of the city of Detroit.
That's right.
This goes back all the way to 1978 from his 10th album.
By 78. The 10th album in 78?
By 78, this guy had 10 albums. What's his backing band called? Do you remember? Bob Seger and
The Detroit Lions.
Silver. Yes, Barry Sanders played bass for him. Can you imagine? Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Okay.
This is I Feel Like a Number. If it sounds a little like the Eagles in the background, that's because Don Felder and Glenn Frey are both playing on the backing track.
That's because it is the Eagles
in
the background.
It pretty much is. They're both actually from Detroit as well.
All right.
If you feel like a number, you might be a stranger in this town. That's where the title of the album came from. Detroit Rock, Rock School. Rock School, Bob Seger.
Hey, Doc, how you feel?
I feel like a number.
What number?
Two.
Two?
That's the award we won, number two.
That's
the
right.
Award of distinction right here on the award-winning Rock School radio show.
You know what number I feel like?
What number do you feel like?
26.2 north, 87.5 west.
I don't even know what the coordinates of this thing are. By the way,
what?
The guy who runs this radio station, we'll call him...
How about Todd?
Todd, yeah, okay. We'll call him Todd.
Yeah.
Who did he call to find out where the new track of Gustav was?
Some guy in the athletic department.
Oh, yeah, that's who you want to go to. How about I call a fat guy named Al? Hey, somebody call a fat guy named Al. Forget meteorologist. Call Al.
I got nothing but love, but my friends from the athletic department. But if one of the guys from athletics tells me the storm's going to go west, why would I believe him?
Yeah, forget meteorology. Call a fat guy named Al. See what he has to say. Anyway, we are dealing with the Rock of Detroit today. Remember when we did Cleveland?
Yep.
And I took the second position in the Cleveland show, and I played a local band, sort of the cowboy mouth of Cleveland.
Yeah, if you're not from Cleveland, you don't know who it is.
Right. Those of you who are up in Connecticut, cowboy mouth is sort of the local heroes here in New Orleans. If you're from New Orleans, you know who they are. Here's that guy in Detroit. If you're from Detroit, you know this guy. If you're not, there's a chance you might know him because the song we're going to play was a hit, but really more of a regional star than anything else.
His RoboCop.
No, it's not RoboCop.
Oh, okay.
Marshall Crenshaw.
Wait, I know that name.
You might know him because you're a big fan of that movie La Bamba.
That's right.
He played Buddy Holly.
He did play Buddy Holly.
There you go. If you're a fan of the film Walk Hard, John C. Reilly, Walk Hard. By the way, I laughed myself like an idiot at that film because they make fun of the Beatles, and I love the Beatles. He wrote the song Walk Hard.
Okay.
The band that always backs him up is called, I always mispronounce this, but Astagafa.
Astagafa.
Are you familiar with the song Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite by the Beatles?
For
the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. There's a line in there that says, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. If you take the first letter from each of those words, you get Astagafa.
Astagafa.
So here you go. Local boy makes good from Detroit, Marshall Crenshaw. Someday, some way. Hope you like it on Rock School. Had a lot of Marshall Crenshaw when I was growing up.
Hey, I recognize that voice.
Isn't that nice? And you'll hear that. You'll hear that a lot of backup singing and all that.
That's the
local boy makes good, Marshall Crenshaw, as we do the Rock of Detroit here in Rock School.
In the movie, he was the guy. He turned around and looked at Lou Diamond Phillips,
who
played Richie Valens, and said, Richie, not to worry, man. Besides, the sky belongs to the stars, right?
Yeah, and then down went the plane.
That's right.
Hey, folks. Let's talk about some of the places that people played in Detroit. You've heard of the Fillmore.
Mm-hmm.
You know about the Rainbow Room on the Strip. You know about the Whiskey A Go-Go.
That's right.
Did the Agora in Cleveland. I talked about that during the Cleveland show.
Mm-hmm.
Did Detroit have any place like this, a large hall that places came to play?
Had to.
It was called the Grand Ballroom.
Cool.
It was started by, believe it or not, a high school teacher.
What?
A high school teacher. Now, I didn't have any cool high school teachers. His name was Russ Gibb. My high school teachers all wore short sleeve shirts and clip on ties, but
my teachers wore suspenders.
Russ Gibb was this guy. He was an entrepreneurial high school teacher. He was a local disc jockey, and he bought this giant empty warehouse on Plum Street. It still stands today. But like much of Detroit, I mean, the Motown has been hit hard by the downturn in the economy, specifically the concept of automobile manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
It stands empty today. It just looks like an empty warehouse. But 1965, for about 12, 15 years, it was massive. Michigan's Guitar Army. That's what they called all of these wonderful guitar-based groups that a lot of people believe started proto-punk, started hard rock, started punk.
Okay.
You were going to say something.
Oh, I was just going to say that the teacher, at least it made sense that he would start that because he taught entrepreneurship.
Sure. And he would be somebody that would be able to say to these guys, look, you want to make money, let me give you a place to start. Now, every one of these places, like the Whiskey, the Fillmore, and what have you, need a house band.
Mm-hmm.
The first house band for this, the Grand Ballroom, was the MC5.
Really?
If you know the Detroit rock scene, it started and came out of the MC5.
Oh, yeah, I told someone that we were going to do the second part of Motown on Detroit rock, and they said, oh, you got to play the MC5.
And we do. The MC5, it stands for Motor City 5. The name came from combining GTO. Mm-hmm. They loved the concept of the letters, so they went with MC and the Dave Clark 5.
Okay.
They had one big national hit. It was recorded on October 30th and October 31st. The song you're going to hear is actually two versions cut together, and it was recorded 1968, Detroit's Grand Ballroom.
Yep.
It was a debut live album. You don't hear that a lot. There's a few groups that had their first, you know, big hits off a live album. Cheap Trick, Peter Frampton, Kiss, Kiss Alive. But very seldom do you have a debut live album. The MC5 had it. Starts with a curse word.
Yes, it does.
Don't
it lives
worry.
Up to its Detroit reputation.
Don't worry.
I'll take
we'll
care of it.
We'll bleep it. Here's the MC5. Kick out the jams on Rock School.
And right now, it's time to kick out the jams!
Yeah!
Spinal Tap outro. Whoa. Here's the problem.
What?
There you go. Oh, you faded it out. Well, it's a live album. It goes boom and comes to a complete
dead stop. I remember listening to it.
We previewed
it. It was like...
Bink comes to a dead stop. We are doing the second of a twofer. We did Motown last week. We're doing Detroit rock music this week. And when we come back, if you don't think Bob Seger immediately upon thinking Motown rock music, you probably think Great Gonzo's It's Sweaty Teddy.
Mm.
So when we get back, a twin spin from Ted Nugent. One from Ted, one from the band that basically put him on the map. And we'll tell you who those two bands are when we take a break. Come back. 1 minute. Rock School. This is Rock School as we talk about the rock of Detroit. Did you look at Rolling Stone magazine when you were growing up?
A little bit.
I did for a little bit, but didn't really much care for it. It just didn't move me all that much. The magazine that I did enjoy, the rock and roll magazine growing up, was Cream.
Okay.
Did you like Cream magazine?
Yeah, I know Cream magazine.
Cream magazine, its tagline was America's only rock and roll magazine, started in 1969 in... Detroit. Lester Bangs, America's greatest rock critic. I have two of his book compilations at my house. They're really fun to read. He was the editor, became the editor in 1971. Punk rock, first time it was used in the pages of Cream magazine. Heavy metal was first used in Cream magazine. By the way, it's spelled C-R-E-E-M, so they wouldn't get in trouble with the band Cream.
Yep.
And if you've ever seen that milk jug that's sort of sitting down with its arms out and it's saying, "Boy, howdy."
Yeah.
That's the Cream Magazine logo. It was drawn by R. Crumb, the underground cartoonist. So Cream Magazine, man. Also out of Detroit.
Now, you're calling it Detroit.
With
the emphasis on the Troit.
Yeah.
Detroit? I've heard people say Detroit.
In sports, it's like the real word is defense.
Okay.
But people say defense. It's pronounced Detroit. Okay. At least that's the way I always pronounced it, and I lived in Cleveland, the next major city over.
Okay.
So that's we always called it Detroit. So, cool. You know, at least I'm not calling it Detroit. People would get slapped by calling it Detroit. What was the name of Ted Nugent's first big band? It was named after a township in Michigan, Amboy Township. Here are the Amboy Dukes, Journey to the Center of Your Mind. Rock School! He was quite wearing the loincloth and, and the rat's
the
tail.
Hat.
Yeah, the raccoon hat and the rat's tail at this point in time and swinging out on a Tarzan vine at that point in time. Ted Nugent, anti-drug, completely anti-drug.
Who'd have thought?
Yeah, not at all. Claims he didn't know that was didn't know that was a drug song. I don't know. I kind of picked that out really close. Mm. But luckily, when Ted Nugent went solo, he decided to move himself into a more medical situation. He began to concern himself with a benign infectious disease caused by the intracellular bacterium Bartonella.
What?
Oh, you probably know it as cat scratch fever.
Leave it to you.
Yeah.
Leave it to you to give the medical term.
I actually looked it up online just because I thought it was funny. I got bit by a cat one time.
Uh-huh.
And somebody said, you're going to get the cat scratch fever. And
what?
Honest to goodness, I thought they were joking. I honest to goodness thought they were joking. And I said, that's a Ted Nugent song. They said, no, that's a real disease. I honest to goodness for like years thought they were joking.
Awesome.
Until somebody explained it to me. No, that's really a disease. Oh my God, do I have it? You know, when did you get bit by the cat? I was 7. Like 20, you know. Welcome to the bottom of the hour, folks. This is a fine radio show.
Yep.
It's named Rock School. Can you believe I forgot it for 2 seconds? We are right here in the cone of, oh no, of Hurricane Gustav. Don't worry. This radio station has lots and lots and lots of generators and such, and we made a New Year's resolution that we would not miss this show. I only live a couple miles from here,
I'm sure that's what everyone's worried about.
I'll be here.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Will Rock School be able to give us new shows?
I lost my house, but
at least Rock School got a new show. Good grief.
Why make fun of me? What have I done to you?
You can't let me name the things.
Here we go, folks.
Okay.
Go to the website,
yes.
KSLU.org. Look for the chalkboard on the right-hand side. Says Rock School on it. What else would it say? Write us an email.
KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. If you're a fat guy named Al, I want to hear from you.
Hey, those of you up in Connecticut, I used to live in Cleveland, so I know when the blizzards are coming. I know how that's the biggie up there, the nor'easters hit by a sou'wester. The hurricanes are down here, and that's what we're concerned about right now. So send some good karma down our way.
Please, everyone listening to WESU 88.1 FM in Middletown, Connecticut, we could really use some good luck right now.
A little bit of good luck. Hopefully this thing will blow itself apart over top of Hispaniola. Understand, we record this show early in the week.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you're hearing this, it's entirely possible.
I'll be under a desk.
It's entirely possible. Hey, time for the stump.
Yep.
We use this stump because this is the song that we use as part of our introduction.
That's correct.
What do we use? Dr. Feelgood.
We use Hot for Teacher.
Hot for Teacher.
And this one.
Alice Cooper, School's Out.
That's
so
right.
You have for me a stump on Alice Cooper. Shoot.
Not that I think I could ever stump you on Alice Cooper, but I'll give it a good shot.
Vincent Furnier.
No.
Oh, I thought I'd try. It's his real name. Go ahead.
Alice Cooper appeared in the first movie of Wayne's World.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wayne and Garth somehow attempted to get backstage, and they met Alice Cooper.
Party on, Chad.
And surprisingly, they talked about what?
Milwaukee. It means the good earth.
That's right.
Can this guy party or what? That was so easy. Let me throw one back at you.
Okay.
Well, a lot of people today, you know, Marilyn Manson. Oh, no, Marilyn Manson. He's just doing a bad Alice Cooper.
All right.
I got to be honest with you. He's about as frightening to me as a cloudy day.
Okay.
Alice Cooper, even though he put on this, quote, I'm doing finger quotes, frightening stage show, Alice Cooper knew it was a show.
He knew
it was vaudeville.
Mm-hmm.
In one, and you know, he'd come out with a snake, and he had a bunch of little people running around dressed up. He came out in one of the shows, I believe it was one of the songs, I believe it was Welcome to My Nightmare,
mm-hmm.
he hanged himself on stage.
Really?
Somebody put a noose around his neck. Now, he was also wearing a, what'd you call it, a truss?
A harness.
A harness, that's okay. a better word. Somebody would attach a wire mm-hmm. to a loop on the back of the harness,
okay.
and then when the gallow let go, boosh, he would be held up by the harness
right.
and pretend to be hanged.
Right.
Well, apparently either that loop let go or didn't get attached. He was hanged on stage.
Oh, my gosh!
Well, whoever put this thing together made it so that even if the harness let go, he could tippy-toe himself and hold
wow.
his weight up.
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
Well, somebody off stage, he was missing cues.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to start singing and moving. Alice isn't moving. And they ran on stage, and here the guy, you know, was at the verge of passing out, so he was hanged on stage. Can you imagine going to that show?
Well, I was about to say, you think there are people in the front row going, will you look at that dude?
Wow.
I love this.
This is a heck of a show. Alice Cooper, Detroit Rock, Rock School.
Bells loud in my ears.
Yeah, that really was. That seemed a lot louder than most songs in these headphones. My ears have met in the middle.
Mm.
Last week, we did Motown. This week, we are doing the Rock of Detroit. There you go. Alice Cooper, one of the songs we use as the intro for the song, intro for the show. Next up, Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen. And somebody who says, no, wait a minute, he's not from Detroit. He's from Boise, Idaho. He was born in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, birthplace is a birthplace.
I know. Then he moved immediately to Detroit, went to school in Detroit, cut his musical teeth in Detroit, blah, blah, blah.
You know what?
Guy's from Detroit.
Doc, I was born in Baton Rouge.
Yes.
And that's only because they don't have hospitals at Bayou Sorrel.
You want to really be picky?
But I'm from Bayou Sorrel.
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
I was born in Flint, Michigan.
Oh, boy.
I was supposed to make my way back to Cleveland, Ohio,
mm-hmm.
but my mother said, oh, no. So born in Flint, Michigan, and then immediately back to Cleveland. So you want to really be picky?
There you go.
Hot Rod Lincoln.
Right.
Commander Cody, Lost Planet Airmen. Are you familiar with the concept of an answer song?
Yes.
This song
yes.
is an answer song to Hot Rod Race. Answer
okay.
song is basically the concept. Somebody does a song, somebody else writes a song that answers it.
Mm-hmm.
So Hot Rod Race was released in 1955. This guy named Charlie Ryan, he had a band called the Livingston Brothers. They recorded originally Hot Rod Lincoln. A lot of people have done it. A lot of people probably know other versions of it. This one was the big hit. Went to number 9 in 1972. Good stuff from the album Lost in the Ozone. Son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that Hot Rod Lincoln. Rock School.
Me. They put me in jail, they call my pappy, just throw my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Oh, that's a wicked fun guitar part, too.
Sounds like a fun song.
It is. That's a good one. And you say that reminds you of a boy named Sue?
Well, I find that SOB to name me Sue. It does.
Good stuff.
That's what I think of.
Good stuff. Let's play another short one. We got to take a break here in a little bit of time, and I got a nice short 2-minute tune to stick in here. Del Shannon's Runaway. Del
okay.
Shannon is from Grand Rapids, Michigan, real, mm-hmm. real close. So Charles Whedon Westover is his real name. Let me tell you where Del Shannon came from. Stage name came from a friend's surname, Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Del came from Cadillac.
Are you serious?
Cadillac. Yeah, they used to call them Dells when they had the big fins on the back Cadillacs. So if you're interested and if you want to really impress somebody, when the song is on the radio, you're driving along, song comes on the radio, you hear that bling, 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 that really weird sounding instrument in the middle there. Mm-hmm. You can turn to the person next to you and say, you know what that is? That's a musitron.
Musitron.
A musitron. You can look right at the person and go, that's a musitron. And they'll look back at you and go, I don't care. So sometimes it's good to have this, sometimes it's not. Here's Shannon, Runaway, Rock School. Oh, so many people have covered that. Del Shannon and the Musitron right there, ladies and gentlemen.
He got the Del from Cadillac.
Yeah. At least he didn't name himself after a Pontiac, you know. It could have been, you know, Pont Shannon.
I guess.
Yeah, it could have been something a little bit worse. You got a whole lot of places up there that make cars. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to play a band that actually put the name Detroit in their name.
Cool.
Can you come up with it? Those of you out there listening in the radio audience, we'll also tell you there are 14 Detroit natives in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Many of them are Motown. How many can you come up with? We'll be back with some answers. 1 minute, Rock School. That in that music bed.
Huh?
Who is that music bed that you just played?
R.A.T.M.
R.A.T.M. Rage Against the Machine?
Correct.
I wonder if they're still upset over the military-industrial complex.
Ooh.
This is the Rock of Detroit. Here are the people that are from Detroit in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You ready?
Right. Yep.
Bill Haley.
Mm-hmm.
Aretha Franklin.
Yep.
Marvin Gaye. Smokey Robinson.
Motown.
Jackie Wilson. Oh,
Motown.
Yeah. And on it goes. The Supremes.
Motown.
Temptations.
Motown.
Stevie Wonder.
Motown.
Hank Ballard.
Nope.
The Four Tops.
Motown.
Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Motown.
John Lee Hooker.
I don't think so.
Wilson Pickett.
No.
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas.
Motown.
Little Willie John.
Nope.
Parliament Funkadelic.
Yes.
No.
No, okay.
James Jamerson.
Yes, Motown.
Holland Dozier Holland.
Motown.
For a little while.
Uh-huh.
Bob Seger.
Nope.
Glenn Frey.
Nope.
Barry Gordy.
Oh, yeah.
Patti Smith.
Nope.
Good for you.
Thank you.
You got them, everyone. Good for you. Now, what is the name of the band that has Detroit? They had a big, by the way, I'll tell you this one. Winona Ryder.
Mm-hmm.
You familiar with her?
Yep.
She took her name from this band.
Oh,
now,
really?
Can you do it?
No.
Now can you do it?
That's not the only thing she took.
Their one big hit was Devil with a Blue Dress On. Now can you do it?
Can't help you.
No?
No?
His real name is William S. Levise Jr. They were called for a while Billy Lee and the Rivieras.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go see them either. You probably know them as Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels.
No, never heard of them.
They have a dozen albums. They've had one hit. How do you put out a dozen albums and have one hit? I hear that kind of stuff, and I shake my head, and I go, how did you get yet another record label to go, yeah, you've had one hit. You better put out that 11th album. How do you do that?
My guess is the hit probably had to come within the fifth or sixth album.
And then
we could tell the guy, you know, it took us five or six to get it right, so we just got to try to get another five or six out.
Fee, fee, fi, fi, fo, fo, fum. Look at Molly now. Here she comes. Mitch Ryder, Rock School.
Hey,
Hey, I'm throwing foul here.
What's the matter?
Well, I'm pretty sure that I know that Little Richard did Good Golly Miss Molly.
Yeah, they broke off and did Little Richard.
Okay.
They broke off and did. You want some Detroit facts?
Yeah, throw them.
The first auto traffic tunnel built between two nations, the mile-long Windsor-Detroit Tunnel under the Detroit River. The Packard Motor Car Company in Detroit manufactured the first air-conditioned car in Detroit in 1939. And my favorite drink, Werner's Ginger Ale, was created in Detroit. I made, you don't know this, but Chad's a former student of mine. I made all my students actually drink Werner's Ginger Ale and write a commercial about it. Also, Detroit Telephone Company, telephone customers were the first in the nation to be assigned a phone number facilitating calls in 1879.
Really? Oh, cool.
And a guy named Joseph John Craig was given the first number, one.
One.
No, I made that up. I made that last part up.
It had me going.
Here's one from Grand Funk Railroad. First recorded in 1967 by the group Soul Brothers Six. The one you know by Grand Funk came from 1974 from the group's album All the Girls in the World Beware.
Oh, good Lord.
What kind of guts do you have to
aren't we?
All the Girls in the World Beware. She's some kind of wonderful. Rock School. Your story. We can't tell it on the air because you'll never be able to go home, but it's a good story.
Thank you.
Hey, last break of the Detroit Rock Music Show here, folks. It's a second of the twofer. Did Motown last week, Detroit Rock this week.
Right,
yes,
quick.
Sir.
Do you think any of the guys of Grand Funk Railroad had a girlfriend that says, yeah, that song, I wrote that for you?
No, I think they told that to every single groupie, though. Really? Me?
Yes,
you.
Yes.
What's your name again?
Why do you think our album says All Girls Be Aware?
That's right, and you're the one that really should be aware.
That's right.
You may not know this, but Detroit, huge gospel center. Della Reese started there. BB and CC Winan is also from Detroit, are also from Detroit. And believe it or not, there was a huge blues grouping from Detroit. Just as Chicago has its blues grouping, so did Detroit.
Cool.
And a guy that was most often set from Detroit, or most often set from Chicago blues, is also from Detroit himself, John Lee Hooker.
That's right. And if you're a fan of 80s movies...
Yes.
Particularly the Karate Kid Part 1.
Yes.
Where do these cars come from?
Yes.
Detroit.
That's where they all come
That's
from.
Right.
Wax on, wax off. Crane technique,
That's
impossible
right.
to defend if done correctly.
That's correct.
We're going to wrap it up with Detroit native John Lee Hooker. Hope you learned a little bit about Detroit and enjoyed the music that we played. We'll be back next week. Come heck or high Gustav, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
This is John Lee Hooker and Big Head Todd and the Monsters. Boom, 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 boom.
I love this
Class
song.
Is dismissed.
We'll do it again. Over. Laying down one night. Hood Papa tell Mama.